people don't believe me.
Well, Wilson says credit bureaus are helping to clear his credit. He wishes the debts had never been allowed.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
48184.
Experian and TransUnion did not respond to our request for comment. However, the Consumer Data Industry Association sent us a statement reading, the CFPB recently issued a misleading report that
undermines
the credit reporting ecosystem's commitment to expanding financial inclusion. It writes, credit reports do not contain...
Okay, first and last name on the account.
Victoria, last name is Winneke, W-I-E-N-E-K-E.
Okay, we'll be under a different name or zip code.
No, it's just coming out of my checking account, and I don't know what it's for.
Okay, do you have the first six and last four of the charge that of the car that was charged?
I would rather not give that because that should be in your records if I'm being charged for it.
Okay.
What service is this anyway? I mean, I don't even know what service it is.
This is a third party call center. We service over 400 different companies.
Okay.
Okay, unless you have the order ID number, I mean, there's no other way of pulling up the account.
So you have to have my bank account number in order to pull up my account. You can't pull it up with my name?
Well, I've searched with the name and the zip code, ma'am. Nothing came up.
Okay. I don't understand this. It's coming out of my account. This is the number they say to contact to cancel my account. And you can't cancel my account?
Well, I can't cancel an account until I can actually pull up the account, ma'am.
All right, hold on. $50 a month out of
my account, and I don't even know what it is. I gotta stop it. This is the second time they've
done it. And I don't even know who it is. Okay, are you there? I'm still here. Okay, the account number that's being charged is 5175. 4671.
Okay, just the first six and the last four.
The first six and the last four?
Correct.
517546. And then 1154.
And for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
4311 Grace Avenue.
City and state?
Wayne, Michigan.
Okay, I've located your account for the meal plan. Looks like it was ordered on January the 30th. How can I help you?
I've never received anything, and I would never order a meal plan. So,
okay. It's not something that you receive. Well, it is something you receive, but not by mail. This is an app that you download on your phone that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut your sugar and carb cravings. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. It's $59.89 a month. Now, are you stating that you never placed this order on January the 30th?
No, I did not. So that means I've been paying for it since January?
Correct. Could anyone else might have used your card?
I have no idea, honey. Not that I know of.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and get your account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department. So that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. Give me one moment.
Been taking it out for 4 months. No. I didn't notice it. Not till now. It bounced my account. It bounced my account. No.
If you hit something on, you punch one of those things like they tell you not to punch, you mouth shut, you know?
I don't know. I might have. But they got my address and everything, so I know what it is. They have you fill out a survey online, and if you cancel the survey, then they send you the subscription. Why would I order a food order?
Can you still hear me? I'm almost done.
Yes, I am, honey.
Okay, I have your call ready to transfer over to our fraud department. I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night.